Hello and welcome to the short science fiction review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I am going to be reviewing The Egg by Andy Weir. The story was published in August 2009 on Andy Weir's own website, which is galactanet.com. So you can go and view that story for free, so that's always good. Without giving too much away, the story is basically about a man who dies and has a conversation with, is it God, perhaps? Some kind of transcendental being, let's say. What I like about this story, it's a kind of simple, superficial dip into the philosophy of religion, into things like Hindu philosophy, the idea that we are all one with everything, that we are God, we are the world, we are... everyone is connected. It has a lot of cool little ideas about time and space and the universe, the nature of the universe, what is the universe. And these are good little, as I say, kind of superficial jumping blocks into, I suppose, a deeper examination of these ideas. Is it science fiction? Well, I think it is because it does deal with what the universe is and what its purpose is. Some people might regard this as a fantasy novel. I mean, to me, these borders are useful for publishers more than anything else. For me, it's a work of speculative fiction, so it doesn't really bother me. What I would say is, if you enjoy this story, it touches on some cool ideas, but they're explored in better ways. I'd say the novel White Apples by Jonathan Carroll, who really goes into this idea and explores this idea of the universe and humanity and spirit and the purpose of life and death and time. And I think it's a really cool thing. So Andy Weir story, it's fun. Nice little introduction to these ideas, but it's not going to blow your mind. It's just a nice little discussion, nice little introduction. So let me know what you think of the story. Do you agree? Do you think it is mind-blowing? Do you think I'm missing the point? I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. I'm on Facebook. You can friend me there. It's John Cronshaw. That's John without an H. I'm also on Goodreads, so you can follow me on there as well. So until next time, cheerio.